This is Dakota Datebook for August 27th. When the North Dakota Agriculture College was established in 1890, many North Dakota farmers were skeptical that college boys could help them improve their farms. But it didn't take long for those college boys to win them over. Also founded in 1890, the Agricultural Experiment Station began conducting research on a wide range of topics, from improved seed strains to livestock breeding, and from plant diseases to animal health. Substations were established across the state, with the main one located at the Agricultural College. On this date in 1909, Professor H. L. Boley, who also served as the state seed commissioner, announced that the Agriculture College had established a new facility to aid farmers. The seed laboratory wasn't quite ready, with some equipment still needed to be installed. But Boley sent a letter to farmers encouraging them to take advantage of the lab when it officially opened in October. In his letter, Boley reminded farmers that North Dakota law regulated the sale of seeds. It was illegal to sell seeds containing more than a reasonable trace of noxious weeds, such as quackgrass or sow thistle. All seeds had to be properly labeled with the correct plant name and the name of the person selling the seed. If the seed was not clean, it had to be labeled unclean. With the new lab, farmers could send in seed samples for analysis. A report would be sent back to the farmer. While the lab couldn't guarantee the quality of the full batch, it could give farmers a sense of how accurate or honest the labeling was. The seed laboratory proved so valuable that North Dakota continues to operate a seed testing facility to this day. The lab notes that in the seed industry, quality determinations are based on standardized testing procedures. It tests for both seed health and seed genetics. North Dakota Agriculture College has since evolved into North Dakota State University, but its commitment to agriculture continues. The motto of the experiment station is, "For the land and its people." Its goal is to find solutions and discover opportunities that enhance the quality of life, sustained food, feed, fiber, and fuel production, and protect our heritage. As unlikely as it may have seemed in the beginning, those college kids are still helping the farmers. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.